I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, joining the Fan Morning Show, Radio.com's NFL insider Jason LaConfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data, insights, the sportsbooks they don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason and Brian Baldinger, Baldy's Breakdowns, with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. Jason LaConfora right now on the Fan Morning Show. Jason, good morning to you. How's everything?
I can't complain. Hope you guys are well.
All right, talk me out of this, because I'm just feeling apathetic at this point today. I feel like the Steelers are in a holding pattern. I really don't have a strong feeling either way. Tell me how this isn't going to be the most predictable 10-7 or 9-8 season, and they're just kind of treading water.
I think that's the best case scenario. And if that's enough to get them in, then anything can happen. I think that the quarterback moves that have been made in this league this early in the offseason all reek of desperation. Right? The Rams were desperate to get out from under that Jared Goff contract, and that was a trade born of a contract as much as anything else. The Eagles were desperate to get out of a Carson Wentz contract. That trade, if he's still on his rookie deal or they did some one-year bridge extension, then he moves on and they take the comp pick or whatever, right? But we got to get him out of the building right now because of the contract. Ben Roethlisberger is still a Pittsburgh Steeler because of the contract. Because of the dead cap, because of the credit card sort of, pushing the pay due date back all these years, which is understandable. They're trying to keep a window open to win. But now it's reached a point where he is a declining asset. I don't think it's really smart to project that he's going to have some sort of renaissance at age 39. I think it is what it is. The last eight or nine times he went out there to play football, it was what it was. And if anything, the roster might not be as good next year. And the division seems to be probably getting better. So he's there because he had a $40-plus million cap charge attached to him in 2020. And because that no one else has really taken the reins there. You know, they tried the thing with Hodges for a little bit. They tried it with Mason for a little bit. If they thought the answer was there, an upgrade was there, it would be a different scenario. But I would still set an over-under at Thanksgiving as to Ben Roethlisberger starting quarterback of the Steelers. I don't think this is going to end well.
You bring that up, Jason, and it's interesting because we talked about it earlier this morning. What happens if the Steelers, for some reason, start, 3-7, and it's not going well? Roethlisberger's not buying into Canada's scheme. They still haven't improved the offensive line. There's still no run game for whatever reason. Maybe there's a couple injuries on defense, or they've lost a couple guys due to cap casualties or free agency. Would Mike Tomlin have the guts to pull the trigger on Ben? Sorry, I know it's your final ride, but I got to sit you down so I know what I have in one of these next two guys in Rudolph or Haskins.
How could you not in that scenario? I mean, what is the counter argument?
Has a severe case of loyalty towards Ben Roethlisberger.
I get it, but he just handed back. For the right to try this one more time, he took over 25% of his salary and gave it back to the owners. I think Ben understands what this is. If they're in your scenario, 3-7, it's probably not looking real good for him. He's probably not feeling real good. He's probably getting knocked around. He's not going to have any sort of. You're past the point of a happy ending here. So I don't think you'd get a whole lot of pushback in that scenario. I mean, I this is both sides hedging their bets. I mean, let's just be real about what's going on here. They don't have a better option, and so we're not going to give him 19. If he's willing to come in at our number, we'll do it. That means we save on the cap, right? We can save the $15 million with the restructuring. That gives us a little more flexibility, and, you know, all right, we'll try this thing on one more time. But I think both sides have to know, if not in their heart, then in their mind, that there's a pretty good chance that these jeans don't fit anymore. And, you know, we're not probably going to be in better shape. And he is what he is at this point in time, after all the wars he's been through. And, okay, you know, we're going to try to keep this thing together. But I think if you look at this league, if you look at the history of this league, and it's skewing younger and younger, don't let Tom Brady fool you. You know, I mean, the Eli Manning thing, that wasn't really a happy ending, right? I mean, it you know, Brett Favre on the way out, it wasn't all kumbaya. A lot of times it's not. This has a chance to be, because I think both sides see this for what it is, which is, this isn't guaranteed. This isn't a slam dunk. But what are our other options? I mean, I would say, well, just take the hit this year. Go pick in the top five for the first time in forever. Take your lumps and do a complete rebuild. That's not how they're wired. You know what I mean? That's not what the Rooneys are going to do. That's not, you know, that's not what they've had to do for 40 years. But at some point, you know what I mean? This league, the parity thing, and everybody gets pulled under the tide every once in a while. That's only natural. And so they may, you know, to your first point, mess around and go 10-7 and 9-8 and hang around the periphery. I don't think there's much more playoff glory in this group as presently constituted, but they're kicking the can for one more year.
Well, Jason, what's the opinion around the league of, well, they're going to have to do more stuff. I mean, now I guess they're technically under the salary cap right now, at least for the time being. But they're going to have to make some more moves. And how can they, you know, kind of stay in that contending mode with the little resources that they have to do so?
It's going to be difficult. I mean, they're going to need big leaps from some guys from their past two draft classes. They're going to have a hell of a draft. I mean, look, in the best of times, when they look like an ascending team and there's maybe one or two holes to fill, the first wave of unrestricted free agency wasn't where they were going to fill it then. You know what I mean? So to think that in this year, when they've got one of the worst cap situations in football, where they've kind of done this one-year marriage of convenience with a 39-year-old quarterback, and the cap's stagnant or flat or falling, depending on what the final number is, I think to expect them to find a whole lot of solutions outside the building with household names and, you know, guys who help you win fantasy football leagues, I don't think that's very realistic. Now, they do a really good job of you know, trolling the bargain bins, and that's where they're going to continue to shop, and, you know, they're going to have to be as penny-wise as possible. I will say, though, that I do think this will be an even more bloated market than usual, and I think patient teams and smart teams will get rewarded in the end by getting guys who would normally make $3.5 million or $4 million for $1 million or $1.5 million. But that's going to be a slow, tedious process, and it's not going to fill the airwaves, and it's not going to have people planning parade routes. And I don't think they're going to be able to keep many. Like, they would love to tag and trade Juju. I just don't know that they can make that happen. You know, I don't. If there's a market for Villanueva, and I think there'll be at least a decent market, I don't see them winning a bidding war. They're going to have to draft and develop.
Last one for you, Jason. So you think Juju is as good as gone, no matter what Omar Khan or Kevin Colbert can do in terms of moving money around, a tag or anything like that, that there's pretty much no chance he can be back here in Pittsburgh?
I mean, I won't say no chance, but it, again, it would have to be a flat market. It would have to be, I mean, he's going out there thinking, I'm going to get top slot money, you know, and you've got a guy like Jarvis Landry who, you know what, pushed the market to 16 there. I'm sure he's hoping to get in the vicinity of that. I've talked to some teams who feel like, you know, 11 should be, you know, the high water mark for him. Maybe push it to 12. If he's closer to 10 than 15, then I don't know that it's out of the question, because, you know, you can get creative with how you structure things, and you could put, you know, a lump sum payment 2 years from now when the cap should be, you know, soaring again. But if there's people who are evaluating him closer to 15, that's going to be too rich for their blood.
Jason Luckenfor. Jason, we thank you so very much. How are your O's look this year? They look better?
We're going to have minor league baseball. That's eventually. That's where, much like the Buccos, we're going to watch.
Same, brother.
The farm.
Yep, same.
There we go. It'll be fun. Thank you very much. Thanks, we appreciate it. There he is, radio.com NFL insider Jason Luckenfor. Insider Calls, as you know, presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us make us all better betters through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.